are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So it is important to note that beliefs about hell and damnation vary amongst Christian denominations. Not all Christians hold this belief, and some denominations emphasize alternative understanding of the afterlife, salvation, and divine justice. How do we view hell and damnation as Seventh-day Adventists? We are joined on the line by Pastor Mpofu, who's going to be helping us with this particular conundrum. Mfundisi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us here on Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Very good. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Indeed. Before we start, Mfundisi, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Let's pray. Father in heaven, this morning, once again, we have the opportunity to look at important concepts of our salvation. We pray that the Spirit of God may help us to understand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, what is and where is hell?
Right. Hell is... The understanding is that hell is a place where people are burning.
Okay.
Right now, that's the general understanding that people have right away.
Mm.
But if we read the Bible closely, we'll see that there is nothing like that.
Okay.
Hell simply means, you know, the grave. You see, so where people are kept before, right now, before the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it is a place where people can be, I mean, after the destruction, the final destruction, the Bible calls it hell. They will burn in hell, the place of destruction. When this world is destroyed, like yesterday we talked about the fire that will cleanse the earth. You see that? That fire that will cleanse the earth at that moment of being cleansed by fire will be hell as well.
Mfundisi, wait, before we continue, let's backtrack a bit. You said that when we study the Bible, we find that hell is the grave.
Yes, I want you to go to Revelation chapter.
Oh, I need a new Bible in studio, but I'm opening this one for this. Don't worry. Revelation.
Let me check here quickly. My verse here. You see, the Revelation chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 17. Read Revelation chapter 1.
Shall I read it, Pastor, or you can read it?
Yes, you can go ahead. Read.
Okay, so Revelation chapters 1, verse 17 says, "When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last."
Mm-hmm.
18.
Uh-huh.
"I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades."
Okay, I hold the keys of death and what?
Hades.
And Hades. That's Hades. That's the word for hell.
Okay.
Yeah. That is Jesus saying he has those keys for hell. What is he talking about? He's talking about the grave. Okay? Jesus, he says, "I have the keys of Hades." That's Greek. That means hell. That one is the keys. That means to say Jesus has conquered death. Has conquered death. And the death that Jesus died, let's remember, it was second death.
Mm-hmm.
What do we mean by second death? The death of perishing. Perishing.
Mm.
Okay. So Jesus perished for us so that we don't perish. this death that we are dying now, we are sleeping in the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Jesus has the keys of Hades, the keys of hell, meaning to say, when we die, Jesus is able to resurrect us because he has the keys. In other words, the keys is the ability to resurrect people. From where? From the grave. Okay? At the same time, Jesus has the keys of hell. That means to say, he has the power to redeem us, to save us from perishing. You see? Perishing. The perishing that we are talking about now is the cleansing of this world by fire, in which sinners will perish if they have sin in themselves.
Because I'm a little confused, Mfundi, so I'm sorry to jump in there.
Yes, come in. Or maybe I'm
today, you know, I've not drank water, I'm a little slow. Isn't it that when you die, when you die, your body returns to the earth, and the breath of life returns to its owner, which is God.
Yes, that's what happens.
Okay,
yes.
That is what happens, but, right? So now with that understanding, Fundis, why would the grave now be hell? There is no one in hell.
No, you see here, when Jesus says, I have the keys of hell, we understand that as the ability to resurrect people. The ability to resurrect people from the grave. All right? The grave, Sheol or Hades or hell, it simply means the place where the dead are.
Are you
understanding that?
Okay, continue. I think I'm going to follow, but I'm still not clear on that one.
Yeah. Why? Because we still understand as if hell is a place where people are burning now.
Okay.
There is nothing like that. The dead are not anywhere now. They are in the grave. Okay, that's why Jesus is helping us to understand that he has the keys of hell and death. Okay, what does that mean? Jesus has the keys of hell. What will he open hell for with those keys? Which means, if he has the keys, he says to John, don't fear, I have the keys of hell. He has the keys of the grave. He can open, even if these words should comfort John, John must not fear dying, must not fear going to the grave. In this instance, to hell, the place of being silent, where the dead are. He must not fear that, John, because I have the keys of hell. I will open for you and you come out. That's what I understand.
Okay, maybe for me, Fundis, and maybe some listeners, for me and some listeners to get it well, ne? So we are very clear.
Yeah.
Is hell existing now, or is it something that is going to exist when all is said and done?
Hell is the grave. Hell is the grave from which Jesus will resurrect people because he has the keys. You see that? If we understand it like that, you will see that we have no problem, because this earth will be a grave for those who will not make it to heaven. Will it not be a grave? It will be a grave. But from that grave, there will be no resurrection. There will be no second resurrection. Okay, you talked about the fact that when we die now, our bodies are here, and our breath goes back to God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the breath goes to God, and the body goes where?
To the ground.
What is that ground?
Dust.
No, the ground where the body goes. What is it?
It's a grave.
What is it called?
We call it a grave.
It's a grave. Yes, we call that the grave. That's the hell name or Hades.
Ah, I'm fundis. Ah, I'm Pastor Pop.
What do you mean?
I'm really now get wait, I'm fundis. So if I die today and I get buried, I'm going to hell.
The grave is just a name. It doesn't mean you are not going to be burning in the grave. You're just burying. It's just a name. It doesn't mean you'll be burning in the grave. The problem is with the understanding of the word hell. We seem to think that there are people burning there right now. No.
But Mfundis, no, man. It's really getting complicated now.
What do you mean?
Okay, so I don't want us to necessarily stick to the state of the dead, but I think it's going to take us there, to the state of the dead, right?
Yes, let's go.
Let's go to the state of the dead, Mfundis. Here I am. I'm going to make an example of myself. I know the tongue, but it's an example. Please, it's an example. I die today. I get buried tomorrow, right? My body is returned where? To the ground. I am buried in what we call what? A grave, right?
Yeah.
And then the breath of life returns to its owner, who is God. Right. So the breath and the body have now been separated, meaning that there is not a being that is now there. Because a being becomes when the body and the breath of life, they become one. Are we on the, am I explaining it correctly from this one?
Yes, you're right.
All right. So now the question, when now we're speaking about the grave. The grave, it's just, for me, how I see it in Fundis, the grave, it's just a place, Nji. Like, it's just earth. There's nothing happening there because the body will decompose. At the end of the day, it will become dust. Hence, we have that scripture that it is dust to dust, right? So now, when we say that the grave is hell, I'm Fundis. So now my question is, so everyone that has died is in hell. Let's not speak about what we know we think happens in hell, but just hell itself. So everyone that has died is in hell, according to how you are explaining it.
All right, let's put it this way. In English, we call it hell.
Yes.
In another language, in English, we call it grave. In another language, we call it hell. So, does that change the condition of the place? I'm asking.
No.
In Zulu, you call it izinza. Izinza.
Ituna.
In English, you call it the grave.
Uh-huh.
In Ndebele, you call it ingwaba. Ingwaba. Okay. Does that change the nature of the place?
No.
Yes, that's the same thing. Hell and the grave. Hell is the place of the dead. The grave is the place of the dead. You see that? The graveyard, maybe, if you want, where we say we are going to the grave, we are going to the place where the dead are buried, the grave site. So that does not change the nature of the place. Okay? So when we say those who are dead now are in hell now, we don't. That does not mean they are burning. It's just the place of. Are you understanding me? The difference is just in the name, but not in the nature of the place. The grave is the grave. The dead are in the grave. Okay.
Yes,
the
but
dead one,
Pastor,
the dead ones are in the grave.
Here's my challenge, Fundis.
Yes, go ahead.
The dead, they are buried in the grave, right?
Yes.
Their bodies are in the grave. That is not a being there. It's just a body, right?
Yeah.
So the challenge I'm having, Pastor, with this explanation that we are having, with this conversation we're having now, it's when you say that hell is the grave, meaning that all these cemeteries that we see here, I think when I go home, I pass one, all these cemeteries that we see here, they are all hell.
The place of the dead is hell. Yeah.
Okay, so, okay, let me...
Of the dead.
Let me ask another question, Gemfundis. Maybe you will clarify. Yes, I think I asked it then, but you didn't quite answer me. Is hell is hell currently existing, or is hell going to exist after Jesus' second coming?
Right, that's a good question. Hell already, if we understand that hell is the place of the dead, the dead. Do we have the dead now before Jesus comes?
Yes.
Where are they placed?
They're in the grave.
If hell is the place of the dead and we have the dead now placed somewhere, that is hell where they are placed. Now, when Jesus comes, remember what I said. I said when he comes, this whole planet, I mean, when Jesus comes, this whole planet will be a place or a hell, because some people will not make it to heaven. They will remain here dead. So this planet will become hell because it will contain the dead people again. Yeah.
So
if you read Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, you want us to read that?
Yes, Matthew.
Matthew 10, verse 28. Let's try and read that one. Maybe it can help us to explain what I'm trying to say. Matthew 10, verse 28.
Okay.
Are you there?
I found it. It says here, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
In hell. You see, that is the planet now, the planet when destruction of the wicked happens, okay?
Mm.
There will be no resurrection now, destroyed forever.
Mm.
Yeah. So the hell is the place of the dead. Okay. That's why he's saying, don't be afraid of those who are killing you now. But the one who will kill you at last, destruction, this is what I'm trying to explain today. When Jesus comes, the planet will become hell. This is what he's saying. Be afraid of the death that will come as a result, as a consequence of unbelief. Because that one has no resurrection.
Okay, Mfundis, this one is a bit of a challenge for me. So with what you are saying,
you know why? Let me tell you why.
Why?
In your mind, there is a presupposition. You have something that is in your mind. So the new things cannot come.
Because
you understand hell as something that is as a place where people are already burning now.
No, but that is not my thinking. No.
Presuppositions. Yes, there are teachings. You know what, my sister? There are teachings even in the Christian faith. There are some teachings from other circles that teach people that people are already burning in hell. Okay, right now people are in hell, but as we study, we notice that hell is a place where the dead are. But you see, the dead, for us, we understand that the dead, either righteous or unrighteous, for now they are not burning anyway. You see that there are Christian teachings that say that if you die now and your sins are not forgiven, you die now and you don't make it for heaven, you will be burning in hell, as if we go to heaven through death.
Okay, Mfundis, here's the thing,
yeah.
So when I was growing up, that is the gospel that we're taught, that, you know, when you die, you go to hell. There's burning, there's the gnashing of teeth, there's a person with a big fork. That teaching, Mfundis, I get. That is the word I got, you know, when I was young. But as I grew up and through the teachings of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, I got to understand that that is not the case. You understand?
Yeah.
But the problem I'm having, Mfundisi, is when now, when we are speaking about hell, me and you now, for you to say that hell is the grave, meaning when you die now, you are going to, you are going to hell. I'm not focusing on the fire. I'm not focusing on the river, you know, the lake of river. No, it's just the mere fact that when I die, I'm going to hell. What I'm going to be doing there, we have not even touched on it. But that is where the problem I'm having now, that how are you going to hell when you are not a being? You understand? Because as
we understand
the state of the being, of the dead, as we teach the state of the dead, is that when you're dead, you're dead. Do you understand? Your being no longer exists because the body is in the ground, has returned to the dust, and the earth has returned to its owner, which is God. So there is no being. Once you are dead, you are dead. Do you understand? But if we are going to say once you are dead, you are in hell. Let's not touch what happens in hell. When you are dead, you are in hell. Now it contradicts the teaching of the state of the dead, Mfundiswami, because you are not a being once you are dead. So that is the problem I'm having with this particular conversation we are having, saying that is hell a futuristic thing or is it a now thing? You are saying it's a now thing. Okay, if it's a now thing, how then do we get there? Okay. Because the moment if we...
I understand the angle you are coming from.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me explain. Let me explain again. Mm. Hell, we are not saying hell is the place where the people who are alive go to, where the body which is still having the breath of life go to.
Mm.
You see that? Hell is the place of the dead. What is a dead person? Is a dead person still having a breath?
No.
Yeah. So hell is a place of the dead. So which means already when we are talking about a place of the dead, we are talking about a place where those who have no breath are put.
But they are not people.
Yes, they are not people. Hell is not a place of people. It's a place of the dead, not a place of living people.
Hmm.
Yes. Hell is a place of the dead, not a place of living people. That's why I said, in Matthew 28, Jesus is actually helping us to understand that this planet, this earth, will become a place of the dead. It will become hell.
Hmm.
Because the righteous will be in heaven, and here in this earth, they will only remain dead bodies of those who did not, who would have not made it for heaven. So by that time, this place, this planet will become hell because it will contain dead bodies only. But now this planet is not hell as it is now because it has living people.
Then but the grave.
It will become, come again?
But the grave.
But the
hell.
Grave, you see now. For this time, hell is the grave because that's where the dead are. But the planet is not hell because we still have living people. But when living people are taken to heaven and the planet here contains the dead bodies, when Jesus descends, he's coming down, you know, his righteousness will kill those who have not confessed their sins. And they will have no one to bury. Their bodies will be all over the planet. So the planet will contain the dead only. That time, the planet has become hell.
Yeah, I think we need more time, Fundiswami. Between me and you, we need more time to unpack this. So I will text you on the side so that we can make more time because the time that we have for today has run out, Pastor. But yeah, there's a lot we need to unpack. But anyway, thank you for starting it today because now I know the next conversation we're going to be having. So thank you so much, Mpundisi. Till we chat again next time. I think... Dear listen, there's a comment as well that came through. I think, Pastor, we're going to extend time to discuss this nice well because there's a question that has come through. I'll forward to you in the meantime so that when we have this conversation, you are ready.
All right, that's fine.
Thank you
so
much.
To pray?
Yes, please pray.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are grateful. Help us to understand these important things so that we know what it means to live for you as we prepare for the coming of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pundisi. Have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.